You open up that delicious bottle of wine, but you only want one glass, and now it's on the counter. How long does it last? It's Anna and Raven. Anna Cristina Cabrales is a sommelier. Oh my gosh, I'm probably saying that wrong. Sommelier. Sommelier.
We just practiced.
Totally fine.
Sommelier. She is from the Sommelier Society of America. She's a wine expert. That's what it is. So I think the big question that we have is, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, you get all these fancy bottles of wine, but maybe you only want to have one glass. Now what do you do? How long does it stay on the counter if it's red, or do you put it in the fridge if it's white? Like, what are you supposed to do?
All you have to just remember is, how long does the wine stay exposed or open to air? The quicker you can put that cork back in, should it be red or white, just put it back into the fridge, and it actually just slows down oxidation, or rather, like, when that wine starts to turn a little bit, and you'll be fine. By keeping it in the fridge, you can really stretch that bottle out even to like 5 days or so.
So even if it's red, you put it in the fridge?
Absolutely. I prefer my wines just a little bit slightly chilled. It wakes up the fruit a little bit. You don't want to drink warm wine. You want to drink something that has a little bit of life to it.
If I've got red wine in the fridge, how long do I take it out and leave it on the counter? Because I can't get to my ice cream. It's like a brick if I take it out of my freezer for like 10 minutes. So I'm just, you know, if you had an estimation.
If you take it out of the fridge and just start pouring it into your glass, and by the time you're like done swirling, after even a few minutes, the temperature will start to, you know, get to room temperature fairly quickly. You'll notice that, you know, it might feel a little bit cold, but even after 7 to 10 minutes, you should be fine.
If I'm desperate, I can stick the bottle under my armpit, right? That'll warm it up quicker.
Right in the microwave.
Whatever it takes, yeah. I'm right there with you.
I've heard people do that with, like, lighters in survival situations. You need to light a fire. That's all.
You had mentioned, Anna Cristina, to cork it right away to preserve everything. But so many times, like, you hear them say, oh, you got to let your wine breathe. Is that not real?
It's totally real. It's a thing. So there's benefits, right? You want to enjoy it right away, but sometimes you don't want to enjoy the entire bottle. So what you can do is have a decanter or just another vessel. It could be a vase or just another large glass, anything to just pour out how much you want to drink for the occasion. Just pour out whatever you think you'll finish and then just cork it up right away. Put the bottle in the fridge and then let the wine sit, and you'll see that it starts to open up and the wine starts to kind of relax.
And you said 5 days. Is that the average time, 5 days, that then your wine's no good anymore after it's been in the fridge?
You'll know it when you taste it. Some wines will develop a little bit faster than others, but remember, it's the amount of time that you keep the wine exposed to air. Every time you pour out some wine, put that cork back in, throw it back into the refrigerator, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
And you have the best job when you can call it testing.
Right. I have 7 open bottles of wine. I'm just doing my job.
Right. And nobody thinks anything about
doing my
it.
Job.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody
totally
that comes over judge me. Yeah. I'm just right.
And
right.
You see all these fancy preservers now, like these fancy corks that are supposed to preserve your wine for so much longer. Any thoughts on those?
A lot of them do help. I actually am a huge fan of something called Coravin, and they have a couple of different devices that can help preserve your wine. Some are designed for 4 weeks, some for a couple months. So that way, you can interchange what you're drinking on a daily basis.
Anna Cristina, if people want to find you, where do they go?
Find me on Instagram. My handle is Anna Cristina, AnnaCristina, 722. And also, I have my own company called Summation. Find me on Instagram at Summation, SOMMATION_live. And you can learn about wine Monday through Thursday every week.